This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Happy Patriots Friday and Jaylen Brown Day here in the city of Austin.
Dude.
What are you laughing at over there?
You're unbelievable, man.
Where's your jersey? You could have worn your JB jersey.
I love it. It's just, did I hear about Fitzy or Fisty? Is he wearing a JB jersey too?
No, I'm the only supporter.
Look at that.
The most underappreciated superstar in the history of Boston.
You're such a Boston bro right now.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
These are our people, Ted.
I love it. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else. I'm a Boston guy through and through, but I can still make fun and bust balls on my own, right? So it's okay.
It's all good. Ball.
Jaylen Brown's not a superstar. Thanks.
Oh! Yeah. Hey, Dan Ball, would you say Andy looks like he would fit in well in a House of Pain video?
I thought he fit in better at the Junior Celtics Academy today with the jersey.
Shots! Bang, bang.
I would look like that poor guy that got blocked by Wembanyama, with his forearm.
What would those kids think of his Hey Dude shoes? What do you think?
They'd be like, wow.
You need to get up to speed. Hey Dudes are cool. Most men from the ages of like 18 to 45 wear them.
If I asked Jackson what he thought of Hey Dudes.
He has some.
Oh, he does?
And so do his teammates.
Okay.
How you like them apples, Teddy Ballgame?
I'll just chill out.
I bet he only wears them when you're around, though.
We also set a new record today. Ted bullied me out of a potential three-point stance that I was thinking of having.
Bullied.
He yelled at me right out the gates and said it was dumb and I had like a psychosis and...
What was that? What the hell was that? What are you talking about?
It involved Josh McDaniels getting a third chance as a head coach.
Oh, did I really? Did you were going there? Go ahead. Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Your 60 seconds starts right now.
But it is time.
We need a fourth one today. Good Lord.
It is time for our three-point stances.
319! Ready! 319! Ready, yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Top text from the 774. Not a superstar, Andy. Sorry to hear that. Time for today's three-point stance.
Yeah, it got cut off. It said, yeah, it got cut off. It'll be in the next text.
Yeah, I bet. Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're not a superstar yet, and that sucks, you gotta get Glassman, and you can call Jaylen Brown's number at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons.
Excuse me, what was that?
What?
What was that number?
Are you about to do a visual gag on the radio for everybody?
It's 7, baby. We're on Twitch. They love us on Twitch.
3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will defend their favorite players and give us their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready, my friend?
So by definition, this is about the biggest story in Boston sports. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
So the biggest story in Boston sports is clearly one thing. Jaylen Brown Day in the city of Boston. Happy birthday, Jaylen Brown. Number 7 in your...
Thank you. Thank you.
No. Number 7 in your program, number 1 in your heart, if you are a smart Boston basketball fan, the world champion, the former finals MVP, the former Eastern Conference Finals MVP, the guy who laid it all on the line the other night with 9 seconds to go,
oh,
but
yeah,
just
laid
couldn't
it on
quite,
the line. Uh-huh.
Hey, you'll have your time, couldn't quite lift the Celtics to where they needed to go, but he gets another chance tonight. In New York against the Knicks, I feel the victory. I feel Jaylen Brown celebrating his birthday, not just with cake and maybe some adult beverages, but with a victory down 95 in the Big Apple. He should be proud because he is indeed what he once said he is, the most underappreciated star, I'll drop the super for now, in the city of Boston sports. Happy birthday, Jaylen Brown. Happy Jaylen Brown Day.
Oh, my God. Is it over?
Wait, is it frowned upon to actually like players and support the teams and sports that we enjoy watching? Fixie, I'm ashamed of you. You
yeah,
built
but it
a
sounds,
lifestyle
you're just,
on
like,
it.
Begging to be his in his entourage or like, do you just want to retweet? Do you want to hug? Do you want to what?
Quick aside, I don't believe I would fit in his entourage. I think I would stick out like a sore thumb.
Why?
I'm just not sure I'm the same. Yeah. The Hey Dudes.
Yeah.
The Hokas. Whatever
yeah,
I'm wearing.
You remember the old
visor.
Talk. One of these things is not like yeah. the others. One of these things just doesn't belong.
I'm guessing there's no, what is it? Juiceware? Is that what it is, the company is? Juice or whatever
yeah,
with
yeah.
the seven backwards
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know that they sell visors.
That's
for,
really caught on. I don't think.
If there's one thing I think Jaylen Brown may regret, it could be all of that. I feel like he's going to end his career about $100 million lighter in the wallet because of these businesses. But mm-hmm. I get it. He's about more than him. He's starting businesses to show to other athletes that they can do it too. This is just a seed, right? This is like you give a man a fish, he eats one night. You teach him to fish, he eats for life. And that's what JB is doing.
JB the Prophet tweeted, grateful to see 29 earlier this morning. So
we're grateful to
hashtag
have you, JB.
Pay attention to me. Hashtag it's my birthday. Hashtag
hashtag be nice, city of Boston
hashtag
sports
acknowledge
fans.
Me. Hashtag, my God.
Hashtag I sit down to pee.
Hashtag it's all my
he
spotlight.
He does not. All right.
Hashtag all eyes on me. Hashtag stop.
You need to get sick again and go home. Jeez, that was not nice, Ted.
I've had more fun already, first 9 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you seem to get a lot of joy out of, I don't know, bullying me and JB.
This is just a fun storyline that I just, it's going to be a good season for Celtics.
Do they have a chance tonight? We'll get to it later, but they have a chance tonight?
They do.
Okay.
Sure. What the New York Knicks had 5 players that scored in double figures the last game? I mean, it's okay. That's all. It's going to be tough, but yeah, they
does anyone by the, Ted, does anyone by the name of Edgecombe play for the Knicks?
You know what? The fact that he does not, then I think the Celtics have a chance.
They do. They have a chance. And it's the team that wanted Joe Mazzulla this offseason. So a little,
have
a little extra stuff. Oh, okay. Whoa, Fitzy's turned on Joe Mazzulla early.
Yeah,
turned.
A lot of great media members to bully in New York, right, Fitzy?
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest market, and they'll never over-scrutinize you in the least.
You guys are influencing the text line. They're being not very nice to JB right now. 978, and the guy who can't make a pressure free throw and has more turnovers than a bakery.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh, that's a good line.
You guys don't know
like
ball.
Pepperidge.
You know what? It's going to be a fun year. It's going to be a fun year.
I'm not so sure about that.
It's going to be a fun year.
Not sure how many times this will be brought out of the closet from here on out, but we'll see. Love you, JB. Mean it.
I mean, we're all rooting for Jaylen Brown to be as good as your green colored glasses are. Like we want him to prove that he's capable of being a true number one.
We talked about it last week sometime. We don't want two teams that are looking for lottery picks. We're already kind of going down that road with the Bruins and paying more attention to Penn State than we are over here at TD Garden. We don't want the Celtics to go down the same road. And if JB falls on his face, the Celtics might be going down that road.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm watching college basketball because it's either on and I need sports white noise or it's March Madness, not because I'm doing early December advanced scouting for the Celtics draft pick. No, no thanks.
Okay, well, we'll leave that one there if it's possible. I have a slight feeling it'll come up before we get to our Celtics segment later. But in the meantime, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready, my friends?
I am indeed, and I am also very positive, just not about Jaylen Brown.
Okay, let's hear it. 60 seconds, go ahead.
Gentle reminder, everybody, as we all get geeked up for Jaylen Brown's birthday, or we focus our attention on another big college football Saturday, and especially Sunday's Browns at Patriots showdown, as the Patriots look to push it to 6 on the season, 5 in a row, and hopefully a second one at home. Tonight begins one of the great sporting events each and every year. It's the Fall Classic. That's right. The World Series begins tonight. Oh. The Red Sox have been... See, that's it, Ted. Like, yeah. I think we've all kind of forgotten about it because the Sox got bumped 3 weeks ago. And I just want to remind everybody, whether you want to have it on in the background, you're at a little Halloween party, you're at a sports bar, don't miss what could be a thoroughly engaging, very entertaining World Series. Tonight's Game 1 features Blake Snell, who may be pitching better than... He might be the Shohei Ohtani of pitchers right now. 0.86 ERA in the postseason. Ooh. Going up against Trey Yesavage, a kid who was in single-A ball back in April and now has to pitch to Shohei Ohtani in Game 1 of the World Series at home. You've got the superstars and the evil empire out west of L.A. against the upstart Canadian neighbors of the North, led by David Ortiz 2.0 and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Have fun. Watch baseball, because it'll be gone before you know it. Thank you.
Is it Trey Yesavage or Trey Yesavage?
Oh, you make it sound much more... Chris Gasper likes your pronunciation.
Yeah.
It's more the French. The horse
Sauvage.
De hoops.
Sauvage. What's the... that's the cologne that Johnny Depp
pedals.
Yeah, it's Sauvage.
Oh, I like Savage.
Savage is better.
Like, no, if I have to face Shohei, I want to call myself Savage, not Sauvage.
Could the Red Sox be in the World Series right now? I mean, the Blue Jays, are they that much better than the Red
Sox? Yeah, they would have smoked. They scored 23 runs in the first two games against the Yankees. You didn't score 23 runs in, like, 17 games.
In September.
Jesus.
Did you see how the Red Sox were playing the Blue Jays at the end of the season?
Yeah, it wasn't happening. I wanted to talk my and the lighting. It was great for Yoshida, my guy, all those storylines. No, you were getting curb stomped.
They would have for sure put up a better fight, though.
I'm not so sure about
that. You think Garrett Crochet would have overseen a game in which they got close to 23 runs or whatever half of that is?
But that's
11.5 runs.
He literally can't pitch Monday, Tuesday,
that's
Wednesday,
the problem.
And Friday.
You had one guy ready to pitch. You couldn't compete in a series, and you weren't scoring runs. So the worst case scenario is you lose 1-0 when Crochet pitches, and then you give up 23 the next two nights.
Let me ask you guys this. How far away are the Red Sox from the Blue Jays then?
Not far at all.
Yeah, one season.
So just one big, you know, paycheck to some big free agent this offseason.
I'll give, like, if Roman Anthony had been part of the mix, maybe I think about it, or if they had just been healthy in terms of pitching. If you change those two things, Roman Anthony's batting leadoff and your pitching staff is not decimated by injuries, you get a puncher's chance to beat the Blue Jays in that series.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're not that far. Now, I hope they're not listening. Because I don't want them thinking that way. I don't want them thinking that everybody getting healthy is like our offseason. No, no, no. You should be thinking Joe Ryan, Kyle Tucker, add to the roster.
Yeah, and Alex Bregman. You got to bring back those guys, too. I think you can't lose those guys.
I agree. You can't lose those guys, and you need to add to
it. I say, and those guys, I'm like, you know, has Trevor Story decided what he's going to do?
All reports indicate he's staying.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways they're saying, like, he feels loyal to the organization.
And total. That's his personality.
Yeah.
No surprise.
And that. Mm-hmm. I mean, who am I to tell somebody?
He's got a screw year.
I also don't know who's going to pay him. Like, are that people going to be like, oh, you had one healthy season, so that's who you are now?
Yeah.
If I'm the next guy, I'm thinking I'm going to give you a 4-year deal, and I'm going to be the 4-year idiot who's watching you hurt every year. So no way.
Friendly reminder that the World Series can be heard right here on WEEI.
Yeah.
Coverage begins at 7 from ESPN Radio, first pitch at 8.
And truly a World Series. Right? I mean, with the
Yes.
You have two obviously different countries in North America, but then when you bring in Asia for Ohtani and Yamamoto and all that, like, it's kind of a true World Series. And that's why they're saying
three nations
could be some money being made. What'd you say, three nations?
Three nations.
We just need one more to get like hockey.
Okay. World diplomat Andy Hart with the World Series coming up beginning tonight. All right, Ted, you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right. I really hope this is about Jaylen Brown, but here's 60 seconds either way.
It is not, unfortunately. It is about Chandler Morse. Do you guys know who Chandler Morse is? Doesn't ring a bell, huh? He's the quarterback of University of Virginia, who is having a great year, 68% completion percentage. He's got 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a rating of 146. You go, what's that? What are you talking about Chandler Morris for? Well, he is going to be playing UNC this Saturday, the Tar Heels, okay, who've lost, what, three in a row recently? Chandler Morris is a kid who played at North Texas last year. He was drafted. He's from Houston, Texas. He went to Highland Park. He first went to Oklahoma, then transferred to TCU, then transferred to North Texas. And you know what he wanted to do after his season last year, more than anything, was to play for Bill Belichick and the UNC Tar Heels. You know what? The Tar Heels didn't want Chandler Morris. They said, nah, he's not our kind of guy. And so they said, no, we're going to go with this other guy, Gio Lopez. And so now the Cavaliers are playing the Tar Heels at 12 o'clock tomorrow. I will be listening. I'll be watching my son play soccer, but I'll have my earpiece in. I'll be listening to that UVA game. I am so curious how that game goes because Chandler Morris wanted to play for Bill Belichick, and they said, nah, we're good. We want this other kid. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun game just because of that little side story. Mm. And the kid's having a great year. UVA, who's – have you ever been to Charlottesville?
No.
I heard it's gorgeous, Tim.
Gorgeous. I mean, I went there one time with Slade. Slade, you know Slade's Chris Slade is the leads the history. He's got the most sacks in history there at UVA with 40. I went there one weekend with him, and I fell in love with the campus. But it's not a place that is going to be bringing, you know, powerhouses there anytime soon. But they're 16th in the country, 6-1, and have a chance to, you know, extend that record to 7-1 when they play UNC. So I think it's just an interesting little kind of storyline of this whole season.
Real quick, Andy, also just FYI, of course, the game is at Chapel Bill. Right now, Ted, UNC 10.5-point home dogs against the 16th-ranked Cavaliers.
And you mentioned you're not going to have two things. First of all, there is some dispute as to whether the story's true in terms of whether he wanted to go there.
Are you saying
they didn't want him.
The Athletic is lying?
There is some dispute of that. There are some questions as to the veracity of that story in The Athletic.
I need Pablo Torre on it now.
Why are you you're saying my information is not correct?
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Well,
but anyway.
The Athletic is owned by the New York Times. The New York Times would never publish anything wasn't true.
Individual reporters make mistakes. They get burned by sources. But secondary is UVA is good. You said 16th, right?
Yep, 6-1, 16th in the country.
They're a really good academic school. That's a school that UNC, that should be, you may not be able to get up to Alabama, Georgia, those. If UVA can be 16, you can be 16. Now, whether it was
doubt. That's a good example.
You know what I mean? That's a great academic institution playing high-level football.
Same kind of playing field.
Right. That's equal playing field. And yet, you stink, and they
That's
are
a great point. Yep.
Top 20 team. Yep. Like, they could make the playoffs. Like, they get a couple more wins. They could be a playoff-type team. So I think that's a apt comparison for Bill Belichick's
school. I agree.
Like, that's a good academic school, too. Don't make excuses.
They have the same kind of restrictions that you have, man.
Absolutely. If you even have them anymore, because the way they've sold their soul, I don't know what restrictions they have at UNC anymore. Yeah. They've sold their soul.
Well, didn't UNC have that scandal where the paper, the kids weren't really going to class? There was a weird.
I heard that was Colorado.
You would think. I mean,
no Buffalo ricochet shots.
No, Ted went to basket weaving.
It was history of jazz.
History of jazz.
Yes.
Rocks for jocks. Some of those things.
But you know what? A couple of those in your 4 years is understandable.
I took casino gambling at Tufts. So who am
did
I?
Really?
For it? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
You did?
I did.
Yeah. Were you in class with Chauncey Billups?
No.
Beat me to the punch,
casino gambling? You learn table games?
Table games, different gambling, odds, how to count cards, kind of the plus and minus of counting cards.
Wait, hold on. MIT is where the kids went to for that movie 21, right?
Yep. Movie 21,
The book, I have that book actually, Bringing Down the House.
Great. And my professor was from MIT and was knew those guys, was kind of involved with those guys, and he was teaching this class. But I can't throw. I did a 1 year long project where I wrote a paper on the bench press. That was a class. That was a full credit class. I just wrote a paper on the bench
press.
That's
awesome.
That's the most Andy Hart thing I've ever heard
of. If anybody thinks the Harto thing is just an act.
No, that's true. You can check my transcript at Tufts University. I graduated. I did quite well, and I did a full year-long paper project on the bench press.
Bench press 101.
I refuse to believe this is real life.
The things that Tufts can
see
do for
that
you.
Paper, man.
I should find it.
I actually realized
halfway through, this is going to be harder than I thought. Like, I forgot how long. It had to be pretty long. I don't know, 25 pages.
What do you do a 25-page paper on the bench press?
So you push up,
Then you come back down. Yeah. And then you push up again.
Yeah.
And then you can vary your reps
like
and
a
sets.
Chumbawamba song.
You keep your elbows in tight.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's variations. There's incline and decline, which hit different portions
nail grip,
of the chest.
There's wide grip.
Yes, there. And this is basically what I did.
And you're on page two now.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, yeah, I got to do a little more research for this.
Wow. 1,500 words, huh? I'm 107 in. Yeah.
Courier new, double space,
double
all
spaced.
These. Oh, nope, now we're four pages.
Double spaced.
Yeah, it was interesting. But, UNC and UVA. Ted, who are you rooting for again?
You know what? I like the underdogs. Who's the underdog in this game? Is it UNC? Come on, Tar Heels.
You
let's
are
go,
not
baby.
Rooting for UNC, you fraud.
Teddy's just rooting for the game of football in
that's
this
it.
One.
Yes.
Just the health of the game.
Just a good story. He likes the
root for the story. I definitely root for the story.
Speaking of guys who root for the story, but those are cranky stories, that's Mike Giardi up next. He is the one guy that I've actually heard kind of pump the brakes on the Patriots, the offense, Drake May a little bit. We'll ask him about that. Is he still pumping the brakes, and will he still be doing that if Drake May has a good game against the Cleveland Browns' number one defense this Sunday? Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, up next here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Patriots Friday. WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, where football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And as he does each and every Friday at 3:30, we go to the guest line for our buddy Mike Giardi, who has the best intro in the business for a phone hit.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. How are we doing today?
Wonderful. How are the gentlemen?
Good, man.
Well, how are you
talking to? But
how are you celebrating Jaylen Brown Day? Do you have your jersey on? You got some cake, special beer tonight? How are we
too
celebrating?
Much,
Mike? We'll call you next Friday.
I mean, holy smokes! Did you see him not work to get the ball there? In
oh,
the
thank you,
Mike. I didn't know.
No,
I thought as a radio host, you were supposed to see all and know all. But apparently, there's some blind spots when it comes to Andy Hart in the host chair.
No, I was told he wasn't as good as Jordan, Steph Curry, and Kobe. He came in just under them in the effort meter there with the game on the line. Speaking of blind spots. Pretty much everybody on the planet is in love with Drake May, is in love with the Patriots. They're trending toward Lord only knows what this season with a challenge on the horizon. You, though, seem to have a little hesitancy. Are you not all in on Drake May and the Patriots offense like this is circa 2001 Tom Brady?
You're such a jerk. I'm all in on Drake May. I mean, I think the way he's played for the majority of this season has been outstanding. The last 3-4 weeks, whatever, have been completely off the charts, as good as anybody in the league is playing. You can't deny that. My reservation with the whole thing, and it's always like it's not their fault, but they're not going to play anybody. I mean, they have Aaron Schatz listed as it is going forward. It's the easiest schedule since 1978. And he may go back further than that, but for now it's 1978. Like, so you can only do what you can do. They're knocking down the teams that are in front of them. This is, you know, appears to be a little bit ahead of schedule. But like, yeah, I'll have that little thing, that little asterisk in the back of my mind saying like, okay, but what happens when you play somebody? Or you know, I don't know. That's just how my brain works.
It's called negativity.
Oh my God!
Actually, being
objective.
No, Mike, Andy would know if anything. It's okay. But don't you think
you got it?
Don't you think? Hey, Mike, don't you think Sunday though, like as far as like Drake mania running wild all over the national media, local media, Pats Nation, and all? Don't you think going up against a defense that has such great linebackers, a really good secondary, and I think inarguably the most ferocious defensive line in football, represents a great chance for Drake May to be like, hey, look, it wasn't just me taking advantage of Tennessee and the Saints. I'm really good, period, end of story.
Yeah, assuming that their offense, the Cleveland offense, which is pretty wretched, isn't complicit in like giving you the ball on the 30-yard line, the plus 30, things like that. But yeah, this I think is for the offense. This has been the best test they've had. This team is ferocious up front. They're really fast. I did find it interesting that they were pointing out sort of like how fast the linebackers are and how furious the safeties come up and like run support and things to get involved. And I wonder in my head, you know, as I start to hear that, I'm like, do we think we're going to get a little play action and try to throw over the top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to get a little misdirection and hit these guys down the field that way. Because I think the approach, right, is that you're thinking, well, they force you to get rid of the ball quicker than any team in the league. But I don't know, like maybe our quarterback with his athleticism can hang on to it for a beat longer, and then we can get those big plays that they've been, you know, chewing up the last, whatever, month or so.
All right, Mike, I want to go to the other side of the ball. And I just want your thoughts on the defense. What do you think about the defense overall? And one of the things I just kind of want to highlight before you answer is, you know, the Patriots pass rush, I've kind of been down on it the last few weeks. They rank 28th in pressure rate. With just rushing four, it's just kind of been, to me, an underwhelming pass rush when you consider all the money they've put into that that defensive front. Just what are your overall thoughts on this defense? How would you describe it? And what do you think of the pass rush?
Yeah, Mike is sort of, I think he did it on the Greg Hill show on Monday morning, really pushing the buttons about we need more from some of the interior guys are playing well, but like we need more pass rush. We need a little bit more there, create some more havoc. And I think that's fair. Considering, you know,
hey Mike, can you step?
Yep. We gotta put you on hold, Mike.
Two steps to your left, Mike. Maybe I put him on hold.
Back or
yeah, clear
maybe,
that up.
Maybe
a little
call
bit.
Back, Mike. But I want to hear his answer because, I mean,
should I give him another shot?
They had 5 sacks in the game last. You want to go ahead? So go ahead. But they had 5 sacks in the game last week. But it's
all right, I don't know how to do it. It
just the overall pressure is just not as impactful as you would think it would be. So that's just something to me that I worry. I mean, they, you know, look at the teams they've been playing. Not great offenses. So and the fact that they're ranked as low as they are in pressure rate versus the offense they've been playing, it has me worried. That's
Mike,
all.
Are you in a better spot?
I think.
Yeah. Okay, you sound
How
good.
Do I sound?
You sound better.
All right, well, I'm not. Once again, I'm.
Oof. You son of a bitch.
Did I go already?
Okay, no, stay right there. Don't move. Literally just talk.
Go.
This is ridiculous that my house has become a dead zone. Anyway,
yep.
Ted, I was going to say he wants more from the interior defensive line, but I think you're right to say that there needs to be more from the group as a whole to impact quarterbacks with the amount of money that they've invested in that group up front. And I will say that the slow starts is weird. Like, they know it. They've talked about it. They talk about the scripting and not being able to handle the script. And you figure, like, this coaching staff should be able to, and this group of players should be able to. But now we're 7 weeks in, and the numbers are crazy. I think it was Evan Lazar put it in his postgame column on Monday about the success rate, explosive play rate. Like, all of it is terrible in the first three drives. And then it, like, completely reverses course the rest of the game, which, you know, like, good coaching, I guess, to eventually adjust. But, like, why can't you get to the point where that's not happening to begin with?
I have no answer for that, Mike.
I don't think they do either. Yeah, they would answer it.
I don't. It's not like the Titans have the kind of 15-play script like the 49ers did. Right.
Bill Walsh.
Right. So it's a hard one for me to figure out as well.
So, Mike, when you look at the evolution of Drake May, one of the questions that came up this week, and I thought it was a good question, and I was interested that he acknowledged that giving up on plays goes against his instincts as a playmaker, as a young quarterback. And we talked to Josh about it about an hour ago, and he's like, you can't ask him to not make plays with his legs because he's making plays with his legs that are helping us. He's just got to make good decisions. Where do you think that evolution goes, and how long does it take? Is it an injury? Is it missed time? Is it this week where there's a scarier defense on the other side of the ball? How quickly do you think there's a maturing in terms of smartly giving up on plays?
So I wrote about this today in Boston Sports Journal about the idea that, like, we're all talking about, like, slide, get out of bounds, throw it away, live to play another day. He's 23 years old, and he thinks he's invincible.
Right.
And the trying to find that balance between, like, I can shrug off this defender. I can outrace this one guy. Like, I just got to beat this one guy, and I'm going to get the first down, or I'm going to make a big play here, is hard for him to compute in his brain. And I don't know what's going to trigger the eventual, like, I can't do this all the time anymore. Like, I'm sure it's been focused on so much this week that maybe we don't see much of that on Sunday. Like, just – you know, but then is he being his natural self? Because I think we saw in week one, it had been beaten to his head so much about protecting himself that he was a little robotic in that game. And that's not how you want him to play either. So I think it's just going to be the more games he plays, the more he experiences. Maybe, again, some of it is the more nicks and bruises you take and be like, man, he even talked about it. Like, I get out of bed on Monday and I feel like, ooh, you know, like I feel like an offensive lineman. That's not how you want to feel as a quarterback.
So, if the Patriots are going to have some success with the Browns defense, and I'm sure the Browns are going to be trying to, you know, take advantage of that left side of the line, Mike, and some misdirections and, as Ted would say, feast on the Patriots, who's going to have to come up, aside from just anybody, but who's going to have to come up big? Are we looking for someone to get open deep and have sneak one by them? Or are we looking, is this a big Steph Diggs day, or is it somebody that we're not thinking of?
I like the short stuff for this game, and then you can eventually, as I said, maybe you can him over the top of the play action stuff. And I think Diggs has been so automatic in that role. Now, they play a little bit more man, but I still feel good about his ability to go against man. And then here's maybe where it's a pop game or more of a pop game than it's been, because as we've seen, the field's not awesome, so he's not awesome against zone, but generally has been better against man. If they're going to play a lot of man, maybe Pop wins quickly, and you get him the ball quickly, and then we see some of that yards after catch stuff that he is good at despite, you know, being 180 pounds.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to take a right turn. I'm just curious your thoughts on the scandals, the betting scandal that's going on in the NBA. So Andy's going to ask you about the Browns, but I just want to get my last question in about just your overall thoughts on what's going on with Chauncey and all this stuff you're hearing about Terry Rozier, your thoughts on the betting scandal.
I think when you make as much money as some of these guys do, this is sort of like just, I don't know, you're constantly chasing a high, right? And this is a high stakes competitive thing we're talking about. We're not talking drugs, we're talking like competition. And it's like the Jordan thing. I mean, how many people have talked about Jordan, you know, when he played and even now post playing, like how addicted he is to gambling. Like, he says he's not addicted, but like, he gambles a ton because he likes that feel. Antoine Walker, who basically went bankrupt, right, talked about playing, you know, whatever, some poker games or whatever with Jordan and trying to like go card for card with him. Now, Jordan's worth $1 billion and you're worth $100 million, but when the stakes get that high and your ego gets into it and you all of a sudden you're laying down more money than you could afford, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I just lost $2 million at the table. Like, they operate, you know, I lose $10 and I'm like, oh, for Christ, you know, they lose $1 million. And then that maybe that actually triggers something in their brain. So I just think it's part of it is just the wiring, I think, of those competitive athletes.
I think there's some truth to that. And I'll tell you what, Jordan, because he made so much more money than Antoine, didn't blink twice about taking his money.
Right.
I guarantee he's like, yeah, give me your two.
God,
give me that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, when I lose money to Bledsoe and those long, you know, West Coast, and I'd like, he'd just sweep the whole, you know, the pot. He'd be like, yep. you know, you got a lot more money than me. He didn't care.
It's like when you win the 50-50 raffle and you're supposed to donate it back to the charity. He kept it.
That's it. Same thing.
All right. In light of that, I feel like I should say Patriots are a 7-point favorite at Gillette Stadium on Sunday against the Browns. Is that a smart bet, Mike Giardi?
Well, I mean, if you're taking my gambling advice, then you're not that smart. But I would say yes. I just don't think that – I don't think Cleveland's going to score. Like, I think Cleveland's going to be in the 13, 16-point range, and I think your offense is just – it's clicking at such a rate right now, and your quarterback's playing so well that eventually that's going to be a 7, 8, whatever, point win.
Oh, Andy, you know, we should also, Mike, if you have a quick second, everybody that's been kind enough to jump on the show this week has given us their top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Ooh, good idea.
Right now, we've got Currens, we've got Schefters, we've got, you know, Hoyers. You want to join the club?
Sure. I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody. I think Mahomes is playing awesome right now. I think Dak's playing awesome right now. I think Drake's playing awesome right now. Is anybody else playing that great? Herbert.
Daniel Jones.
Herbert comes in. Yeah, I can't put him in the top five. I can't do it. I mean, he's probably been a top five quarterback this year, but I can't do it.
Stafford, Goff,
Baker. Yeah, one
Stafford's,
of those guys.
Yeah, Stafford's playing well. A lot of Baker's like numbers aren't great. He's just, they're winning a lot of games and he's been clutching in big moments. So maybe I'd put him fifth, Stafford fourth. Okay. I think that's a fair number right now, fair order.
The good news is everybody's putting Drake May in there, and he's not I think I'll put him fifth. Almost everybody's putting him like second, third, early on in the lineup, and that's a fun place to be Boston sports fans, Patriots sports fans. All right, Mike, enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, boys.
See you, Mike.
See you, buddy.
It's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little Patriots. We're going to talk about this game on Sunday. Why are you staring at me, Dan Ball? Dan Ball, you were looking like you
had
laser eyes. Patriots, Browns, as I said, Patriots are a 7-point favorite. Mike Giardi was more optimistic on the Patriots than I thought he'd be. I thought, if you hear him there, they're going to score some points, and he doesn't think the Browns are going to.
Right.
For them to score points, you know what that means?
What's that?
Drake May plays well against the best defense he's ever faced.
Bingo.
Against the best defensive player he's ever faced.
Smart.
So we'll talk about that up next.
Tough education.
Here on WEEI Afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Do not all in on Drake May and the Patriots offense like this is circa 2001 Tom Brady?
I'm all in on Drake May. I mean, I think the way he's played for the majority of this season has been outstanding. The last 3-4 weeks, whatever, have been completely off the charts, as good as anybody in the league is playing. You can't deny that. My reservation with the whole thing, and it's always like it's not their fault, they're not going to play anybody. I mean, they have Aaron Schatz listed to this. Going forward, it's the easiest schedule since 1978. You can only do what you can do. They're knocking down the teams that are in front of them. This is appears to be a little bit ahead of schedule. But, like, yeah, I'll have that little thing, that little asterisk in the back of my mind saying, like, what happens when you play somebody? Or you know, I don't know. That's just how my brain works.
I learned something from Mike Giardi.
What's that?
If he's right, the Patriots schedule the rest of the way is the easiest of my lifetime. Literally of my lifetime.
Oh, it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's it is. I mean, look, it is soft as doggy poo, man. And you know what?
I was disappointed in that. Everybody says that. You must have a better line.
I was thinking, and it just nothing came to me. But the you know, look at what the Commanders did last year. They had the 31st ranked schedule, and they won 12. So, but you know what? It's not apologize.
No, that's how it works.
I think it's awesome. So it gives you like, you know, when a boxer boxes and he wants to be the champ, he doesn't fight the best guy like three fights into his career.
You build it up
mm-hmm. man, and you start, you know, feeling good about yourself, you get some wins. And so, you know what, if this year is kind of feels a little like, you know, it doesn't really give you a true kind of, you know, description of how this team is, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's building confidence for the future. It's building momentum for this team down the road.
And yes, 4-1-3, they did play the Bills. And you know what they could use? The Bills to look dominant. Bills come off the bye, have a great game. That will help the Patriots in a weird way, because then it'll be like, oh, so the Bills still are good. You didn't start some weird
Carolina
deterioration.
Carolina Panthers have won 3 in a row since losing to the Patriots.
Yes, I know.
That's aging well, yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of weirdness. But I think if the Bills mop the field with them, that puts a little more value in win you had in Buffalo. But I do need to – I'm going to be honest here, even at the risk of inciting the FBI in light of what went down recently. I might have put a little something on over half interception for Drake May this weekend.
Oh,
FanDuel.
You've been hinting at it all week, so it's only a matter of time. But you putting your money where the mouth is.
And there was plus money.
You just didn't call the Gambino.
No. I did it the legit way. I used my app.
Then that's fine.
And I have no inside info. I couldn't possibly know if he's actually going to throw an interception or not this weekend. But at plus money, because he hasn't thrown any, so you're getting plus money against a good defense. And I'm not even sure it's going to be his
make
fault.
Make it worth his while, you know?
No. Okay, stop. That's how the FBI will start paying attention and calling us. But it may not even be his fault. There's a chance he gets hit as he throws, and all of a sudden the ball's fluttering through the air and the safety picks it off or whatever.
Nobody gets to the quarterback faster in the NFL than the defensive line for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, look at looks like Teddy's been steady for the Teddy buildup.
They have excellent corners. They get to the quarterback faster than anybody else. So it's this would be the game for him to have an INT for sure.
I will say, if he doesn't have a little bit of a comeback to reality game this week, the hype is going to be out of control. Because we've been hyping up this Miles Garrett, all these guys. Fitzy, you said the best defensive front in the NFL.
Yep.
Like,
it is.
And
it
all
is.
I hear Vrabel saying is they got sticky corners and fast linebackers. And he's like, everybody's telling me how great this defense is. And therefore, if Drake May goes out and has what has become a Drake May game, 200 yards passing, 100 passer rating, you know, completes 70% of his passes. Mm-hmm.
It's
statue time.
Right. What's a tougher test? Going into Buffalo and playing the Buffalo Bills defense or playing at home against a more dominant Cleveland Browns defense?
I think this week, because I don't think it's on him, and I think he'll probably get into it in a build-up for Patriots-Browns up next here on WEEI Afternoons. It's not just Drake May versus the Browns. There's some linemen, some young guys in front of him that have to do their jobs if he's going to do his job. Ted Johnson will have a build-up to get us ready for Browns-Patriots Sunday at Gillette Stadium. It's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.